From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An online video cost Shirley Sherrod her job at the U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday. Sherrod was named Georgia Director for Rural Development a year ago by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. In a talk before a local Georgia chapter of the NAACP in March, she told a story that she said illustrated how she had come to see the problems of farmers trying to hold on to their land were not issues of black versus white. She related an encounter in the 1980s when a white farmer came to her at the Federation of Southern Cooperatives Land Assistance Fund, which was working to save black-owned farms. She said she was struck by the problems blacks had faced holding onto their land, and here was a white farmer seeking her help. And then she said this.
So I didn't give him the full force of what I could do.
I didn't give him the full force of what I could do, she said, and she went on to say, I did enough. And evidently that was enough for a deputy undersecretary of agriculture to call her up and tell her the White House wanted her resignation. Ed O'Keefe has been covering the story for the Washington Post. He joins us now. First, can you explain, Ed, where this video came from?
As we understand it, it was filmed by a public or paid access television station in the Atlanta suburbs. The local chapter of the NAACP paid for them to film Ms. Sherrod's 40-minute speech. She was speaking at an NAACP banquet back in March. So the tape is technically the property of the local NAACP chapter. I spoke with the director of the station earlier today. He said he had no idea how someone would have passed on this, and he said he was hoping the NAACP would at some point later today, if not first thing tomorrow, release the entire 40-minute speech so that everyone could hear everything she had to say and make their own judgment.
And has the NAACP done that?
The NAACP hasn't released the entire video yet, but the national chapter, and its president, Ben Jealous, has said that the group was snookered into responding the way it did earlier today by basically supporting Secretary Vilsack's decision to accept the resignation. After it says this website called BigGovernment.com hosted the video, and after they said that the group basically took her full remarks out of context.
Now, the tape excerpt was cited by the website BigGovernment.com as evidence of reverse discrimination. She, though, says the excerpt does not give the full story, that she actually had an ongoing relationship with that farmer and she actually went on to help save his farm.
Indeed. In fact, the relationship grew out of her efforts to help this white farmer and his wife. They've spoken out today saying, look, we remain great friends 24 years later. No reason to believe that she's a racist in any way. She was quite helpful, and this whole situation has been overblown. And indeed, this is an example, I think, of what government and political officials now at all levels can expect, that, you know, comments taken out of context and potentially costing them their job. In this situation, you know, this was a bit of a 40-minute speech in which she was trying to tell members of the NAACP to look beyond race on these issues. But remember, the Agriculture Department is in the process of doling out billions of dollars in settlement money to minority farmers who have claimed that the government has unfairly dealt with their concerns in the past.
Just very quickly, is there any concern that this sets a precedent, that if someone speaks honestly about feelings that they may have harbored at one point that have since evolved may eventually get them into trouble?
I really think that anyone working at the federal level and probably local and state government officials really are on watch now. I think this demonstrates that if a government body doesn't do its homework, doesn't give an official the opportunity to explain the situation, there's a very good chance they could lose their job in this politically motivated season. And I really do think there's going to be a chilling effect. And I think that's one of the situations in all of this that really brought pause to me as someone who covers federal agencies and the federal workforce, that if this rank-and-file, essentially, official is very quickly asked to leave her position because conservative commentators are trying to turn her into the national story of the day, you can only wonder what else might be out there or what else might come up in the coming months. So certainly, I think if you're a public sector worker tonight, you're thinking twice about things you may do or say in the coming weeks.
That's Washington Post reporter Ed O'Keefe. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you.